Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting seventh. The DH, Bob Sheldon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Yount steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Money steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lescano moves to second. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Yount fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gar throws the ball into Orta, who tags Yount, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando is hit by the pitch. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 1 in the game. Gar strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Money is hit by the pitch. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer juggles the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Money moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano hits a line drive into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to third. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hairston moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr is walked intentionally. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards second. Horta picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horta. Joshua moves to second. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joshua moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joshua tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Gamble moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford throws the ball into Money, who tags Soderholm, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gamble scores. Spencer scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooper moves to third. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Steve Bry pinch hits for Von Joshua. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing center field. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Garr reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob McClure now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Jim Slayton now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheldon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheldon moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheldon moves to third. Moore moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Money takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon scores. Moore moves to third. Yount moves to second. It's 4-3, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spencer is hit by the pitch. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bry moves to second. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sheldon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Jim Essien. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.